So we're doing our Jewish history, and we had learned about Shimon HaTzadik, Simon the Pious, the Righteous, I don't know how you translate that, who was the last of the men of the Great Assembly, and then we go on to
the just.
Antigonus and the sages of his day. V'acharav, and after Shimon, we find in Pirkei Avos, he gives man Antigonus. We reach the days of Antigone. And the Meiri writes something that needs explanation. He says that Antigone was really the first of the sages of the yeshiva of the second temple, because he really divided it to the period of the first temple, the period of the men of the great assembly, and then the period of the second temple. So Shimon HaTzadik was still from the period of the men of the great assembly. So who is the starting point of the sages of the second temple? That's Antigonus.
Wait, how old was he? He must have been, because that's a span of what, 70 years at least? From the end of the first temple, the beginning of the second, that's 70 years.
Yeah, Antigonus didn't have to be around in the first temple.
Oh, I thought you said that he was.
I said there was the period of the first temple, period of the men of the great assembly, right, of which Shimon HaTzadik was a member, okay. And then we start the period of the second temple, where Antigonus Ishsocho starts the way. The men of the great assembly were really in the beginning of the second temple, but he gives them a class onto themselves. The men of the great assembly were with Ezra. They were really the beginning of the second temple. He categorizes them separately. Really, ordinarily, we categorize them with the second temple.
So what was during that period in between?
The 70 years when we were in Babylon. So then we were under Mordechai and Esther and the prophets. It's the 70 years in between. Ve'lo haya li shivato ben zug, and he didn't have a partner. After Antigonus, we start having the duos, the partners. But Antigonus was the chief rabbi without a partner. Umitoch kach lo nafela machloket b'yeshivato bizmano, and so there was no machlokas in his time because he had the final say on everything. So there was no machlokas. Everyone agreed he was tops, and everyone accepted his teachings. That's why if you try to find out who were the sages, the contemporary of Antigonus, you won't find any. And the Meiri over here is going in line with Rav Shiraigon in his famous letter, that we don't find the names of the Tanoim of the earlier generations because everyone agreed on the oral law at that time. So there was no machlokas. So what are you going to say? This is what Rabbi so-and-so says. All the rabbis are saying the same thing. And after him, we find the rulership, the guidance of the Jewish people was divided between two leaders. You had the Nasi, who was head of the generation, and then you had the Rosh Yeshiva, who was the Av Bezdin, head of the court. So the peers that we find in Pirkei Avos after Antigonus, that's the way they're divided. And this peer was in charge of everything. Zug echad memune lechol inyanei hanagat ha-yeshivot v'orot shebehim. One peer responsible for all guidance of the yeshiva and the halacha and everything that the people needed. All of religious life was being run by these peers. Hillel and Shammai were from those peers.
Well, Hillel the elder, was he born in Babel and came to Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought so.
But we'll get there, we'll get there.
Ve'az
uchal zman ha-machloket. And after Antigonus, we start having machlokes. Ve'nitmanu bat'chalat hanaga zo achar Antigonus. So the first peer that led the Jewish people in the period of the Second Temple were Yossi ben Yoezer v'Yosef ben Yochanan, shekibelu mimenu im arbe chachamim shebedoram. They received the tradition together with the sages of their generation, and this pair led the Jewish people after Antigone. V'achareyem, and then the next pair were Yoshua ben Prachya v'Nitai Harbeli. Now we know Yoshua ben Prachya. He was Yeshu's Rebbe. That's why Nachmanides, in a Thursday night class, that's why Nachmanides keeps saying, according to our tradition, Yeshu lived over 200 years before the destruction of the temple. But according to what you guys claim, and then he goes on, our tradition, our Gemara says that Yeshu went with Yoshua ben Prachya when they had to run away because all the rabbis were being killed by the Jewish king. So they ran away to Egypt. That's where the whole story, on their way back, the whole story at the end happened. But at any rate, so Yoshua ben Prachya was the Nasi, together with Nitai al-Beli. That was the second generation of Zugos during the beginning of the Second Temple.
Why did we switch to pairs, if that brings on the focus?
He doesn't tell us why. He doesn't say why. ואחריהם יהודה בן טבעי ושמעון בן שטח שקיבלו מהם עם הרבה חכמים שבדורם גם כן. And the next leaders were יהודה בן טבעי and שמעון בן שטח, who also received the tradition with the sages of their day. Now that's very interesting, because Shimon ben Shatach was around during the days of Yoshua ben Prachya. He was the one rabbi who could stay in Israel because his sister was queen. So even though the king was killing all the rabbis, his sister hid Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach told the Nasi, Yoshua ben Prachya, you better get out of here. I hear from my sister they're killing all the rabbis, you better run. So Yoshua ben Prachya ran to Egypt and Yeshu tagged along. At that time, Yeshua was still a student. V'achareim Shmaya v'Avtalion. The next pair were Shmaya and Avtalion, Geirei HaTzedek, shekiblu mehem im arbe chachamim, shebedoram gamken. They too, together with the sages of their generation, received the tradition from Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shatach. V'chol elu azugot, all of these pairs, haya achad mehem nasi, one was the nasi, v'chavero haniskar imo, av betin v'rosh yeshiva. And his peer, his friend, his contemporary, was the av bezdin and head of the yeshiva. And next week we will begin the discussion of Machlokas and then the discussion of Hillel. That's where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next week.